riding the bike? You've been riding the stationary bike?
Oh, my God. Like, the fellas just talk too much in the studio. It's like y'all just have gossip session about me.
She's huffing and puffing. She's huffing and puffing. She's huffing and puffing.
I'm glad they don't have windows at the curves, you know. If you don't know, men and ladies, curves is where the really fat girls go, and they don't allow any windows so that the fat girls don't feel self-conscious. And thank God for that, because if curves had windows and all those fat girls were on the bicycles, I'd be outside, well, put it this way, what I'd be doing, I'd get arrested for, right on the glass.
She's huffing and puffing, going real slow. She's huffing and puffing.
I find it very hot. Fat girls on bicycles.
And then she goes to a taco stand. Trying to find a lover.
So tell me, hey, you got an eye booger there. So tell me about you being on the bike. What's going on there? What happened?
Okay, so I went to the health club. I decided to ride my bike to the health club. I go out, working out, feeling good, come out. My bike is gone. I'm like totally teed off because of my grandmother bought me this bike.
Wait a minute. You rode your bike
to the health club
to do the stationary bike, and then you lost your bike. I'm going to play Alanis Morissette. The song is ironic. Okay, now go ahead. What were you saying?
So I come out of the health club, and my bike is missing. It's stolen. It's gone. My grandmother bought me this bike. I had my name inscribed on the wheels with rhinestones and everything. Pink, champagne, brown color. Oh my God. I could not believe it was gone. So then maybe a couple of weeks later I look
on. Do you realize this is the beginning of Pee-wee's Big Adventure?
Well, you know what? Mercedes' biggest adventure. But let me tell you, I got my justice. Let me tell you what happened.
Okay, baby.
So
what
a couple
happened?
Of weeks go by. My grandmother feels sorry. She said, baby, I'll get you another bike. So I'm looking on Craigslist online for another bike. And lo and behold, the thief got my bike on Craigslist.
That happens.
He broke it all down, described it. I said, okay, I'm going to calm down. I'm
you
not going to
call the cops?
No, let me tell you what happened. You know me. I'm man cows, girl. I did something you would do.
Well, you're straight up. I mean, you're straight up gangster.
This is what I did. I called the guy and played it off. Oh, can I make an appointment to come look at the bike? That would be perfect for my daughter, blah, blah, blah. The guy said yes. I come over and see the bike. It's exactly my bike. I'm trying to stay cool, right? I'm trying to stay calm. My rhinestones and everything
but,
is there.
Baby, why didn't you call the cops?
Let me tell you, I'm a man cows girl. Let me tell you, this is man cows law.
Yeah, man cow would have called. Man cow would have called the
Hold
cops.
Hold on, boss man. Let me tell you what happened. Okay.
Okay, go. Yeah.
All right. So then I asked him, well, can I just ride the bike to see how?
Wait a minute. You cut him up? You axed him? You took an axe and you cut this man up?
No!
Oh, you mean you asked him?
I asked him, can I ride the bike to see how it rides?
I got you.
And of course, the goofy said yes. And of course, I took my bike back. And then I called the po-po.
Oh, okay.
And now he's in jail.
I got you. Well, I'm glad your excellent adventure ended in a good way.
Hey, can I come over and watch you
while you're on one of those stationary bikes at the health club? The thing is, though, I'm going to be behind you getting busy. Don't make eye contact with me.
Fat girls on bicycles trying to lose some weight.
Oh, that's it, baby.
On bicycles trying to lose some weight.
You know what I love?
What?
Bike seat sweat. Is that kinky? I don't know.
That's kinky.
Remember one time I got this sponge and then I wrung it out in a champagne glass.
Meanwhile.